Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to this week's yearly cycle updates, where we are talking about Passover, a big communion meal. So we're going to get into the yearly cycle, but before we get into that, just as a quick reminder, I want to remind us all that God has given us this gift of the yearly cycle, where he's got built-in feast days and holidays and times of remembrance, and these are not something that we do to earn anything with God. We don't have to do them, but God has given them to us as this gift to have times to remember what Jesus has done for us. Also, we can use these feasts to get into a rhythm with God, to learn more about his timing and really all that he's done for us. And really, the feasts are all about pointing to Jesus, as we'll see here when we talk about Passover being a big communion meal. But let's start with prayer. So Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those that are watching the video here and their family and their friends and all those connected to them. And Father, we thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And we thank you that Jesus was smitten, he was struck down, he was crushed, he was pierced, he was bruised, and much more, all so that we could have life and live a life that's connected with you, where we could know you and be one with you, God. We thank you for that. And we ask that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your grace and your purpose and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And we ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today, this day, what is right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And as we do, stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So that's a prayer that we pray every day. That's the prayer that I pray over my family and those connected with me every day. If you want to learn more about that prayer, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com and check out the 30-day prayer challenge. But let's get into this training on Passover, a big communion meal. So we're in March right now. We're getting into the middle of March, and we've got Passover coming up in a couple weeks. In 2021 here, Passover is coming up on the evening of March 27th. Passover is this reminder that Jesus is our Passover lamb. He's the lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the world. And Passover, we're having this dinner. We have lamb, we have red wine or grape juice, we have matzah crackers, and they typically have bitter vegetables. And all of those aspects of this meal are symbolic of Jesus. And this Passover is a reminder that God has released us from the darkness. He's transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear Son. And it's this time, this word Passover in Hebrew is the word Pesach or Pesach. And that word means talking mouth. It's this time where we're supposed to be talking about where God has brought us from in life, where we're talking about and expressing gratitude, and it's coming out of our mouths. We're telling our testimony about where God has brought us from in our life, all because of Jesus. Think about the original Passover time. What was it? It was the time where they were released from slavery and bondage, and they were brought on this journey to take them into the promised land. It was a remembrance. It was an annual remembrance of that. And in the Old Testament, God told the people, he said, when you celebrate the Passover, your children and probably your grandchildren are going to ask you, why are you doing this? Why are you celebrating this Passover? And he said, that's going to give you an opportunity to tell them your testimony, to tell them your story about what God has done in your life, about the journey that he's brought you on in life. And so as you have a journey, you have a story about the amazing things God has done for you in your life. It's an opportunity to talk about that and to speak into your children and the grandchildren and future generations about what God has done in your life. So the Passover is this amazing thing. You think about Passover. Jesus instituted Passover. He instituted communion on Passover. On the night of Passover, that's when he instituted communion. He said, take this bread. This is my body. He said, take this cup. This is my blood. Pour it out for you in this new covenant. Passover is a big communion meal. What is communion? Communion is this reminder that God's wrath, the cup of God's wrath, was poured onto the body of Jesus, that his body was broken for us so that we could have life. And as we take the cup, we've got this reminder of our new covenant in the blood of Jesus, that our sins have been forgiven and that God is now, we've got this covenant where God is continually working for our good. It's this blood sworn oath in the blood of Jesus, that his blood washes away our sins and God is now continually doing good for us. He's doing everything he can do to help us. Now we have a role to play in receiving that and walking out and the direction that he's got for us, but he's doing everything that he can to help us. And this Passover is a communion meal. It's really just an enhanced, bigger picture of a communion meal. And like I said, we're not earning anything with God because of this. This is an opportunity of remembrance. It's a time to remember that, to stir that into our minds, to stir that into our imaginations. And something we teach all the time with communion. Communion is one of the most powerful things you can do in your life to change the trajectory of your life. And I believe having Passover, taking this Passover meal, is something that can change the trajectory of your year. So if your year is not off to the start that you want it to be going on, this Passover meal could be something that as you take the time to commune and to connect with Jesus and his sacrifice, what he's done for you, that can begin to change the direction, the trajectory of your year, I believe. And so there's a principle we teach. It says the day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. So in the yearly cycle, in a given year, you see this pattern of spring, summer, fall, winter. Well, in a day, you have a very similar pattern. You have the morning time when the dew falls and it starts to get light out. That's very much like springtime. Then you have the earth heats up for the day. That's like the summer. And then the sun begins to go down and it begins to get cooler. That's like the fall. And then the evening time when it gets dark out, that's like winter and it cools down. And so we see the same exact pattern played out in a day and in a year. Now, something we like to do in our house is we actually take communion every evening with dinner. And communion and Passover, think of this. Passover is the big yearly version of this communion. We take a regular communion daily, and then we take this Passover, this bigger Passover meal, an entire meal of communion, fixing our minds on that and talking about it. And it's the yearly, it's the bigger version, to really stir that into our minds, stir that into our memory. And there's something very powerful when you take spiritual principles combined with the mind and imagination and remembrance and something physical, practical that you actually do. You're combining your spirit, your soul, your physical body all together into one. It's extremely powerful when you put all of those together. And like I said, we're not earning anything with God. He's given this to us as a gift. The Sabbath, it says, was made for man. He's given this to us. As a gift. Now, Passover also starts the 7 days of unleavened bread, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread. During this Feast of Unleavened Bread, the people were supposed to remove all of the leaven out of their houses, all of the yeast out of their houses. So there was this time of cleanup. So we're in this time right now. We're a couple weeks away from the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's supposed to be this time of cleanup. And what is the most important thing we're supposed to be cleaning out? We're supposed to be cleaning out our old ways. Cleaning out the old man, cleaning out all the ways that we're still doing things in our own strength rather than resting and trusting in God's grace flowing through us, empowering us from the inside out, and learning to clean out those ways where we're still efforting, we're still striving, we're still doing everything ourselves and putting all the pressure on ourselves, and learning to rest from that and allow God to do his work through us instead. We're supposed to be cleaning those things out on the inside. Is the most important thing we're supposed to be cleaning out. Now, what I like to do, this Feast of Unleavened Bread, the typical tradition in the Jewish culture is you have matzah crackers. So for 7 days, starting at the night of Passover, on the meal of Passover, for 7 days, they have this Feast of Unleavened Bread. And basically what I do is every time I have a meal, wherever I would have starch, let's say it was potato or bread or any of those types of things, I have matzah crackers as my starch, as a replacement for any starch that I would have normally been eating. and I have this matzah cracker. And what's this matzah cracker? This matzah cracker is just like, again, this is the bigger version of the communion piece. The matzah cracker is this reminder that Jesus is the bread that came down from heaven. And that matzah cracker usually has piercings in it. It has stripes on it. It's a reminder that we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. He's the bread that came down from heaven. Unleavened bread is called the bread of affliction. It's also called the bread of poverty. It's a reminder that Jesus was afflicted for us, that he became poor, that we might become rich. And so you have a whole week that every meal, we get to fix our minds, fix our eyes, fix our minds on this with something physical that we can do to remember. And we can remember that. And it's this time. Matzah is a cleaner. It's a, in my years in health and fitness, I did some research on unleavened bread. It's one of the very best detoxifiers of the body. It cleans out the body. And then when we get on the backside of this unleavened bread, we've cleaned all this out for what? To make room for the new things that God wants to do this year. Every year, God wants to do something new. And as we do this clean out, we clean out more and more of our old ways, of our old patterns, of more of our emotional buttons, of all the ways we're trying to effort and do things in our own strength rather than God's. We clean that out. We open up the capacity to receive more of his purpose and grace, like we prayed about in the two-minute prayer, which leads us into new things, into new beginnings, into all these new things that God wants to do in our lives. Now, one other way to increase the capacity is think about a teak pot that's overflowing. It's the teapot is full. The only way you're going to increase the capacity of the teapot is to pour out. So it's this time as well to remember that as we rest and we let God's grace begin to flow through us, that's got to flow out of us. We've got to give grace to other people. We've got to continually do good. Take action on those nudges. Take actions on those promptings that we're getting on the inside and begin to pour out and look to do good every day. Look to be a blessing every single day. These are some of the reminders that are hidden in the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then we have the Feast of First Fruits, which is this reminder that God wants to do something new. He brought Jesus back to life, and our lives are supposed to be being made new every single year. We have this annual reminder of this coming up here in a couple weeks. Now, if you want some more yearly cycle updates, you want to learn more about this yearly cycle, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.